In 2003, the DNA of convicted rapist Gregory Allen, found on a pubic hair, freed Stephen Avery from prison, after he'd served 18 years for a rape he didn't commit. Now, the DNA of photographer Teresa Halbach, found on her charred bones in a burn pit on Avery's property, may send him back to prison for brutally murdering her. Avery's exoneration led to sweeping reforms in the way police questioned victims and witnesses and focused public attention on the importance of DNA evidence in proving guilt or innocence. Madison criminal defense attorney Bruce Rosen says the fact that the prosecution in the Halbach murder has hired Norm Gahn, the best DNA expert in the state, means the trial will provide another lesson in the power of DNA evidence.
He is cutting edge in terms of DNA in the state of Wisconsin. And in fact, even the Attorney General made an announcement after his inclusion in the prosecution team, and the boast was, now the playing field is level. So I think it's going to play a huge role.
But Avery's defense will focus on a different issue his exoneration brought to light, the trustworthiness of local law enforcement. Avery claims the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department planted evidence to frame him for Halbach's murder, to avoid a $36 million civil rights suit he'd filed against the county. The suit claims the sheriff's department ignored crucial evidence that someone else committed the rape that Avery was convicted of. Avery's lawyer says a vial of Avery's blood used to exonerate him could be the source of the blood found on the seat of Halbach's car. Rosen says the lawsuit and the vial of blood will likely be the heart of Avery's defense.
We know that he was falsely convicted in the past. So the jury's going to know that something is wrong here to begin with. They will accuse law enforcement of planting evidence, but I think they even have to concede this is the crime scene. He is not the one who did it, though. If I were speculating, that's the only defense plausibly they have available.
But Rosen says there's a mountain of incriminating circumstantial evidence against Avery, most of it evidence that would be very hard to plant.
How did the car get on the property? How did it get hidden, covered with branches? How did the license plates get on the property, hidden in another vehicle? How did the victim's cell phone get in a burn barrel? What about the bullet casings that were found in the garage, that there seems to be inference that there may be ballistic evidence that it was used to facilitate the homicide?
And then there's Avery's DNA found on Halbach's car key that was discovered in Avery's home. The trial's expected to last 6 weeks, and regardless of the outcome, it's likely to focus national attention on both DNA evidence and on what can go wrong when criminal investigators follow the wrong lead in one investigation and then try to learn from their mistakes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.